Good morning, dear participants. A very warm welcome from the National Sachin Library, who is organizing this event today. And I'm very glad that so many people registered and came today to see what the Folio community has to offer. And I'm also very glad that many people came from a long way, from the US, from England, from Slovakia, from the Czech Republic, from Italy. There are many participants who will join us today here. My name is Miklós Lendvai, and I'm the IT director in the National Library. And I'm very keen to organize these events where people come together and think about the future of libraries. And I really much like the name of this Folio, because I really think that the future of libraries is open, and this will bring what we all people, librarians and IT people together, put into it. We are talking about library, and we are talking about a library services platform, and you might be wondering why an IT engineer is standing in front of you and talking about this subject. The main reason being that the technology, the revolution and the change in the technology in the last, I would say, 20 years, completely changed the approach how we handle information altogether, and how information became a big topic in the society altogether. And the libraries have to position themselves again, seeing the opportunities and the challenges what we are facing. We are talking today about library services platform and not only integrated library systems. There's a move into a new generation library systems. And we have had previously last year in this room four presentations from four different vendors. You might remember that OCLC was here, Ex Libris presented Alma and Primo, Etcalt, the Italian developer company, was here, and also Mongoose presented the Culto idea. What is common in all these things, what we've seen previously, is that there is a new approach in handling the information. There is always a sort of cloud-based common catalog where all the libraries can access, and there is also the way of cooperation, how libraries and librarians can work, is a completely new approach as it was earlier. So that technology and the possibilities, what we see in technology, changed the approach completely. What we face now, that we have so many different platforms and so many different communities ready to contribute to the systems we are using. So the users are not only consumers anymore, they really want to contribute and to share the knowledge they have. And we are all aware that the scientists who are involved in different institutions, they are not the only experts in that field. So we have to make sure today that we provide means by which anyone who is knowledgeable in a subject can share the information they have, and also they can use the information others can provide. I think the technological evolution was followed by a revolution which we could call a revolution of access, that people don't need to own anymore the materials they want to use, but they want to have access to those and share what they have. So it's a completely different picture we have today. Earlier, there was a printed copy of anything, and you had to enter the library to see it and to use it. Today, you enter a server, a remote server, to see contents, but you don't own a copy anymore. So basically, the copying of things just finished. We just really want to copy the platforms and to have access points to those things to be able to do the same as we did earlier, probably 100 years ago. But this information we store is very vulnerable. So the challenge is today how to keep that, how to long-term preserve the contents, and how to classify those, because the amount of data we process today is far beyond what we did probably 20 years ago. And the librarians have the responsibility to make systems where they can categorize those things. The cataloging is an increasing importance, and also to provide a sort of security that the content is really reliable. So we have to sort of levels here where you can classify information, not only like cataloging it and to make it available, but also categorizing what is a sort of reliable source. Earlier, editorials did the same. You know, they choose the content, they judged if this is a sort of reliable content. Today is completely different. Anyone can publish anything. And us as a national library, we have a headache now. We have to preserve everything which is related to the Hungarian culture. So what does that mean today in this vast amount of information? And if you consider also that the web as a content of information is increasing, and that amount of information we find today on the web is huge, and we have to harvest it and also provide it to the content we have to provide to the people who are interested in. So it's also a very big challenge. And not only that, but digitally born contents, which are never printed, is an increasing number. And many libraries in the world have the situation now that their collection is much bigger in the digital realm as they have in an analog content. Libraries have always been a place of concentrated work. And I think this is the main point which will remain forever. That if you come to a building like this, that you have a place where people are concentrated and working on a subject. It's not mainly the retrieval of information what we have here in the library. Information you can get from everywhere basically today. But I think to come here, to be together with other people who are working concentrated on a work they are involved, I think that's the main criteria for a library today as well, and it will remain for the next generations. The biggest shift in the technology is, I think, the semantic context. That if you search for something, you can find it like in a reasonable context. And that changes also the approach where you process those information. So the introduction of ontologies, namespaces, is a must today, that you build systems where the most knowledgeable people can define the information entities, and you in your systems just connect those entities with each other. So we have to avoid what we did earlier, that we invested a lot of amount of work and energy into defining everything twice, three times, five times. We have to make sure that we have systems which talk to each other, and whatever you define as your well-known entity can be interlinked with other systems. And I think that's the main focus for us as well, if we develop a new system now in the next years in Hungary, that we have to make sure that everyone is a very specific tool using the very specific sort of cataloging module, a processing module, a digitization module, and these are all interlinked. And you don't duplicate the effort and you don't duplicate the content. And this is nationally and internationally as well. If we look at this conference now, earlier we would have probably published it like in a printed form, that people will talk here and you just edit it and you just publish it. Today we have here a microphone and a camera. We stream this content via YouTube, and we will put what we record here into Videotorium. So the ways of publication, the formats of digital content is a very big variety. So today we have many, many different ways of sharing information with each other, and the printed copy is outdated. And that's what we have to face. The digital libraries is a very new, reasonably new subject, but how we treat the material we are gaining. For example, this one is in English. How we do the subtitling? Do we do an automatic sort of generation of translation into Czech or Slovak or Hungarian? So this is a very big challenge. What is important to publish? What is important to share? And what, in which form you can do this? So this is libraries are facing even more as earlier, because libraries is part of a big information business, and they have to be interlinked with other institutions. I'm not only meaning museums and archives, but also other institutions. We have a very big development in our national library, which is not only library-based. This is a namespace project where we have a consortia of many institutions, not only cultural ones, but also geographical institutions like governmental institutions, where everyone will take care of their own namespace, like geographic namespace or institution namespace or person namespace, and we will link all those information together. And we want to make sure, we have to make sure, that anyone who is interested in a certain subject comes from a context, finds whatever is appropriate for them, a specific name version or a specific relation. And that's also true for the users. If a user comes now to a library, he really wants to see what he's interested in. He wants to find it, and also he needs some personalized contents. And that's what we have to make sure, and the technology allows us, the semantic context allows us, that we will be able to provide these services, what we didn't in the past. And also this is true for all thematical web pages. What we did earlier, certain subjects, we choose different contents. I think with the new digital concept of a library, it is feasible that users can do their own homepages or their own context, where they can even provide content for others. There is also a very huge discussion about how we describe our materials. Earlier, the MARC exchange format was used. It started 300 fields, then it now today is about 2,000 fields trying to describe objects and still not fulfilling all the requirements what we have. So there is a new cataloging sort of standard which is enabling a semantic context. This is called RDA, and this is for sure that we have to introduce this cataloging in the near future in Hungary as well, to make sure that whatever we process is manageable in the semantic context. BibFrame was designed to have a new exchange format, and the structure behind what is making available the context and the relations between data is the FRBR or FRBR model, which is basically based on describing the entities and interlinking them together. And in Hungary, we have a specialty, of course. We have a Hun mark, the Hungarian mark, and we have to move from there to a newer concept and to change this in a quite recent period. The Hungarian National Library received substantial funds for the next 2 years to renew the complete library system. And this means also the infrastructure. We will have new ones, storage, like servers. But the main thing is to make a completely new software infrastructure. We have right now very outdated software and also a variety of softwares which are not always communicating with each other. So we have a challenge to make a new integrated library platform. We have to make a digital library. We have to make a new workflow for digitization. We have to harvest the web, and so on and so forth. What we decided that we don't do it alone. We want to involve all the libraries in Hungary who are willing to define what they need, different kinds of libraries, like university libraries, public libraries, and so on. Anyone who is interested to have one common system in Hungary for use. And this was very nice that another initiative from the Hungarian Academy and this one also met together. And last year, many libraries signed a letter of intent that they want to have in Hungary one common, they want to work on a common system in Hungary, which is feasible or usable for all parties. We know it's never possible to one fits all, But if we have a modular system which is extendable, where you, as a user library, can change modules and can change the context of your software, that is feasible that we achieve a new approach and a new way of cooperation between libraries. And I think this is the most challenging bit. And the libraries will sit together next week for a week at defining what we need in all these subjects. They are delegates from the libraries who will work together and define what we need as an integrated system, what we need as a digital system, and so on and so forth. So I think this is the biggest achievement, that there is a cooperation between librarians, a cooperation between IT experts, and this is what makes me very happy today, that the people sitting here today are from both directions. There are many IT experts who are willing to contribute on the IT side and many librarians who are willing to contribute from the library side. And that's what I think the main message today, that this is an open system where anyone can contribute. So this is a shift also from the vendor concept, that a vendor makes a system which is licensed and anyone who buys it can make alterations, but basically it's a limited sort of cooperation. This one is a very broad one, so it opens up all the possibilities. You could have an immense number of modules and immense possibilities of cooperation. And if you think about open source, that the outcome is, as the end result, is available for all, and anyone can use it, change it, and do whatever he wants with it, it's also a completely different approach. Many people think that open source is not a viable way because the funding is missing, there's not so organized, and so on and so forth. But we, also our library, are using many, many different products who are open source, like the Villanova University search engine, the VooFind, or we use DSpace for storing the digital objects, or we are considering using Fedora, which is also a digital repository. They are open community, or we are using Drupal for our web pages. These are all open communities who are developing a software in their own field and putting into the common. And I think Folio is very much capable of integrating a lot of stuff like this. And I think this is the main message today, that we are encouraging the people sitting here and listening to the Videotorium later on to make to be part of this process and contribute what they can. So they are not only consumers anymore, but they are really contributors to this system. And I think that's what I wish today, that this coming together and the first meeting here after last year's presentation from Tony Zenders, who presented the main concepts of Folio at the Academy of Science, this today can mark a point where people understand what it is and understand also in which ways they can join this invention and cooperate to this concept. And with this, I would like to hand over to our colleagues who came from far away and very knowledgeable on this subject, what is Folio, and they will show us today what it is and how we can be part of this community. And I wish you all a successful being together here today, and also a continuation, which is a long journey. Which is very important, the Hungarian Library's funds, which we received, we have to do something in the next 2 years. So it's a pressing deadline. So we want to see what is achievable in these 2 years, but we have the funds to even support solutions like open source developments, which any library can use in the future. So I think this is a challenging situation that we can work together, but I think we should, that we spend the money accordingly and the energy which we put in the next 2 years into this, that we, in 2 years' time, sitting probably here together, can celebrate a completely new library system in Hungary. I think that's my dream, and I hope that will come true. Thank you so much.
Good morning. My name is Christopher Spalding. I work with open source platforms and communities with EBSCO. I come from the academic side, but I'm very excited now to be working with this project. I'm just going to do a little bit of housekeeping to start the day, kind of just open up of the agenda with We tried to put together an agenda to kind of explain why EBSCO is involved as a vendor, to describe, you know, the why, what is needed in this space, and to then bring in people from the community, be it the academic community from the University of Glasgow, but also the vendors and development houses that are also working in this space. Later on in the day, though, what we'd like to do is get you involved a little bit and make this a part of the community meeting, where we'll break up in the afternoon to have some side discussions with developers, and then also ask some kind of larger community questions. But to start everything off, I just wanted to first say thank you for allowing us to drop in and talk about the community and this project. So I'm going to kick it off with bringing Neil Block up from EBSCO to talk about EBSCO's involvement and the space, the present day space, and then I'll talk about the community.